Thank you.
We're still on track to play?
Yes.
Can you have it officially played?
Once he warms up, then we'll know. Yep.
CJ, you left that possibility open as well? Might he go tonight, or is that the same situation?
Yeah, he's still, we'll see how he is after he warms up.
How have the Celtics changed defensively since you've been there?
No, not much. I think that, you know, they'll be fine. They need, you know, Jermaine and Kevin giving the shot blocking, the 2 7-footers up front. Pierce is a huge part of that defense, so him being out slowed them down a little bit. But they'll be the same. They're a well-balanced team. They're going to play great defense. Their rebounding will come around. The thing that probably gets overlooked quite a bit is Pierce's rebounding. And then the adjustment, the core of the team is still intact, and that team is always going to be tough to beat. The adjustment is more with the new guys. As those guys get acclimated to what they're doing, they're going to be right there with everyone else.
Going back to what you talked about, Pierce's rebounding, how does that change the team when he's rebounding?
Well, Paul's real tough. So when the bigs go to help, he sinks in there. He's not afraid to mix it up. He's a complete player. He adds so much to their team, but the key is their health. Now, they've had a tough early schedule and Pierce's injury, and they're playing a lot better right now, so they're fine.
Tom, what do you think about their bench?
I like their bench, yeah. I think Dueling is a very good addition, can play multiple positions, veteran experience. Bass is a high-energy guy. Can knock down shots. You can't leave them open. So they've added some quality players to their team. The core of that team, Ray's going to play big minutes. Rondo's going to play big minutes. They got the rotation. Kuzma is very impressive for a young player. He's brought something to the table for him. So it's a team that put a lot of pressure on each team to win. If they're playing Rondo and Dueling together, it's really, there's a lot of versatility there. Bradley has shown that he's a high-energy, tough defender. So they got Moore's a talented guy, so he could help them down the road, too. They're going to be tough.
Tom, when Rondo's attacking like he has, what kind of pressure is
that? He's an offensive to himself. So they're a very unselfish team. They're a smart team. And Rondo can make something out of nothing. So you could defend the play perfectly. And he's so creative. His decision making is tremendous. He keeps constant pressure on you at all times. He's got great vision. He knows where everyone is. He helps guys play to their strengths. He's never going to put a guy in a bad position. And he keeps getting better and better. So, I think it's certainly a big four now.
What's the key to playing three games?
Well, I think the thing is to go step by step. I think if you look at it in its totality, you could get lost. I think you do all the things that you have to do for each game. Just get ready for the game that you're playing that night. Starts with your defense, your rebounding. You got to keep your turnovers down. And then your team should be in position to win, I think. And if you have a deep bench, that certainly helps. So that's where I think the Celtics will be fine in those situations.
The schedule is starting to take its toll on the
Injuries are part of the game, regardless. So in every season, even a normal season, you're going to get stretches in your schedule where the schedule could be up against you, where you have 4 and 5 or, you're on an extended road trip. So that part's the same. I think the big part right now that you're missing is your practice time. So you have to make your corrections. More in film sessions, shoot arounds, things like that. But there are so many back-to-backs right now, even that's limited. So, and usually, one way for a player to get out of not playing well is to practice well. Usually when a guy starts practicing well, the next step is going to be playing well. So you're missing that component. But it is what it is. Everyone's dealing with the same thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, your fence can pull you through.